我们今天的话题从黄遵宪的一首诗说。
The topic of our discussion today is a poem by Huang Zunxian.
说起。
Speak.
诗的题目是赠梁仁甫童年，寸寸河山寸寸金，夸离分裂立谁人。
The poem is titled To Liang Ren, a young man. Every inch of the river bank, every inch of gold, how to divide the pairs among us.
杜鹃再拜忧天泪，精卫无穷填海心。温总理在记者会上曾经引用过寸寸河山寸寸金这一句。
In the speech The Sorrow of the World, Premier Li Keqing quoted the famous line, Every inch of river, every inch of mountain, every inch of gold, that was previously used by Deng Xiaoping.
这首诗还曾经难倒清华大学前校长顾炳林，场面一度十分尴尬。
This poem once stumped Tsinghua University's former president, Gu Binglin, and the scene was quite awkward.
其实我的态度也并不是说要求清华大学校长就非得认识这么多字儿。
Actually, my attitude is not saying that I require the president of Tsinghua University to know so many people.
大学校长要的是治学能力。
But the university president wants his academic ability.
不是谁认识字多啊。
It's not about knowing a lot of characters.
谁就能当校长。
Who can be the principal?
可是当你作为大学校长
，However, when you are a university president,
你要把这幅书法作品作为礼物送出去。
You want to give this calligraphy piece as a gift.
而且你还偏要逞强啊！当
，But you still insist on being stubborn.
那么人家念一遍
，When every house is red,
那你就应该
，You should show.
显然应该做足功课。提前念一遍。
It's obvious that you should review the material beforehand.
看一遍。
Please read it.
看看是否有自己不认识的字。
Look for any unfamiliar characters.
而且书法家写字，你还不知道吗？
And you still don't know that calligraphers write.
有些字就算你认识。
Some words, even if you know them.
但到了书法家的笔下
，But under the brush of a calligrapher，
你还真就不一定认识。
You probably don't know him/her either。
所以一定不能托大，不认识。
Therefore, it is absolutely impossible to delay the introduction of unfamiliar people。
不要紧。
It's okay。
不备课。
Without preparation。
就是你的不对了。
It's not your fault.
整个清华大学认识这个字的教授大把的。不
There are a lot of professors at Tsinghua University who know this character.
瞅你。
Don't worry.
也找不到高手请教。
If you can't find a master to ask.
可惜啊。
Unfortunately.
顾校长没有这么做。
Principal Gu didn't do that.
他就悍然念了，果。
He boldly recited it.
果然就卡到那儿了。
Sure enough, it got stuck there.
学校里有一句话，就是挂到黑板上了，吓。
There is a saying in the school that is written on the blackboard.
下不来了，来。
No more.
来谁呀？当。
Who is it?
当然。赖他自己。我要谈的不是这个夸字。
Of course, I'm not talking about the compliment here.
坦白说，这个字不查字典，我。
To be honest, I don't know how to look up this word in the dictionary.
我也不认识啊。
I don't know either.
那么多汉字，谁能都认识啊？有。
Who can recognize so many Chinese characters?
有些出版物用的是单立人搁一个夸大的夸这个字，当然是不对的。
Some publications use the word single leg to refer to a person standing on one leg, but they use the word giant to describe this. This is incorrect.
但一个单立人
But a single person.
一个
A melon.
瓜西瓜的
Watermelon.
瓜这个字字库里又没有很难打出来。
This word is not in the dictionary.
是很尴尬夸
This is a bit arrogant
才有分离
Only separation
割裂的意思而垮
To break apart To fall apart
And 一般日常生活中我们用到的就是口音不正的意思
In everyday life We usually use the meaning of incorrect pronunciation
这个字并没有分离割裂
This character is not separated.
这个意象我要谈的呀。
I'm interested in talking about this.
是这首诗的题目。
This is the title of the poem.
这首诗其实挺有名。
Shen Shuo's poems are actually quite famous.
很多出版物都提到了这首诗。来。
Many publications have mentioned this poem.
我们先来看一看黄遵宪的诗集。
Let's take a look at Wang Zongtin's poetry collection.
钱仲廉先生监著，任静如诗草监著。
Mr. Qiren Zhonglian, author of People Like Poetry and Grass, built a beautiful home.
上海古籍出版社。
Shanghai Ancient Books Publishing House.
中国古典文学丛书中的一种。质量很高。
It's a high quality collection of classical Chinese literature.
钱仲廉先生那学问大得很。
Mr. Qiren Zhonglian is very learned.
虽然也会剽窃王旭长先生。这首诗的题诗题是赠梁仁甫童年。这个案就出自钱仲廉。
Although the title of the poem to Liang Renfu, a child, is also attributed to Qiren Zhonglian.
他说
He said,
公度与任公并非举人
publicly appointed and not a candidate for public office.
童年提成童年
Same topic, same childhood.
疑是从其继弟宗恺之称
Suspect that it is from the name of the esteemed Mr. K.
宗恺与任公为举人。
Zheng Kai and Ren Gong were both candidates.
同年。
The same year.
梁任公就是梁启超。
Yang Ren Gong is Yang Qichao.
梁启超字卓如，号任。
Yang Qichao, as he said.
公又好。
The emperor is also good.
秉是主人
Yin Bing is the master
广东新会人
From New District Guangdong
是中国近代著名的资产阶级政治家
China's famous modern bourgeois political figure
思想家
Thinker
文学家
Writer
巴拉巴拉戊戌变法的发起者之一
One of the initiators of the reform of the Hundred Days.
这里的梁仁甫就是梁任公，甫应。
The newly established Liang Renfu is actually the Liang Rengongfu.
应该读成甫跟。
Should be read as Fu.
甫是一个意思。
Guanfu is a synonym.
所以杜甫字子美，童年这。
Therefore, Du Fu's pen name was Zitong, and he was a child.
也是一种特定称谓。
This is also a special edition.
古代科举考试同科重视者之互称。
Ancient imperial examinations, the mutual recognition of those who excelled in the same subject.
唐代同榜进士称同年。
In the Tang Dynasty, the same exam candidates were called children.
明清乡试会试同榜登科者皆称同年。
The Ming and Qing dynasties were both ruled by emperors who were children.
刚才我们已经仔细看了这首诗的题目。
Just now, we have carefully looked at the title of this poem.
是赠梁仁甫童年。
He was a child of Liang.
好了。
Okay.
我相信聪明的你已经记住了这个题目。
I believe you clever people have already remembered this question.
下面见证奇迹的时刻来到了，我们看一下这本书。
The moment of witnessing the miracle has arrived. Let's take a look at the book.
王中明总主编，诗词日诵编写组编。
Wang Zhongming, Editor-in-Chief of the Poetry Daily Writing Group.
济南出版社，赠梁仁父母。
Jinan Publishing House to the parents of Liang Ren.
童年。
Childhood.
我们来看第二本书。
Let's look at the second book.
梁嘉琪书画篆刻用语宝典。
Yang Jie's calligraphy and seal carving were used for the sacred texts.
中国文联出版社，清黄遵宪，赠梁任父母童年。
China Writers Publishing House, King Wang Zun County presents the childhood of Liang Ren and his parents.
另外，这哥们说李大钊是当代的。
In addition, this guy said that Li Dajia was a contemporary.
这个也不对啊。
This is also wrong.
什么叫当代
？What is contemporary?
1949年以后才叫当代 ，1840 年以前叫古代。
After 1949, it is called contemporary. Before 1840, it is called ancient.
然后1840年到1919年叫近代。
Then, from 1840 to 1919 is called modern.
1919年到1949年叫现代。
From 1919 to 1949 is called modern.
然后1949年至今叫当代。
Then from 1949 to the present, it is called the contemporary period.
这不是常识吗？
This is common sense, isn't it?
大钊先生是牺牲于1927年4月28日。
Mr. Zhao's died on April 28, 1927.
所以大钊不属于当代。
Therefore, Chairman Mao does not belong to the present.
我们来看第三本书。
Let's look at the third book.
简析给孩子读的中国古诗词，遗韵元明清。2020年团结出版社出版，赠梁任父母童年。第四本书。
A brief introduction to the book The Echoes of Ancient Chinese Poetry and Songs for Children, published by the Chinese Publishing House in 2000, the fourth book in a series dedicated to children and a gift to Mr. and Mrs. Liang.
我们再来看，龚有志、邱展能编《初中古诗文阅读解题提点》，东北师范大学出版社。
Let's take a look at Publical Autumn Exhibition, a collection of early and middle Chinese poetry and prose reading and question-answering materials published by Northeast Normal University Press.
清黄遵宪，赠梁任父母童年。再看最后一本，超级飞花令，江山如画。
The King Emperor bestowed upon the county the title of Liang Ren's parents, and the children saw their parents' childhood again, and the super flying flower was a masterpiece. The Jianxin was like 9 years.
卷顾之川总主编
Call the chief editor of the news.
江宏春执行总主编
Jiang Hongchun, Executive Editor.
还是济南出版社。
Still, Jinan Publishing House.
还是赠梁任父母。
Give good advice to parents.
童年，好了。
Childhood is good.
就看这么多吧。
That's all.
其实还有挺多的。
Actually, there are quite a few.
现在你可以笑了。
Now you can laugh.